Thanks for hanging on to it.
No problem. So, what's this all about, Mr. Shilcott?
My girlfriend's a big fan of yours.
Girlfriend? Sorry, do go on.
I like trains.
Yes.
I work on the tube, on the district line, and part of my job is to wipe the security footage after it's been cleared. I was just whizzing through, and found something a bit bizarre. Now, this was a week ago, the last train on the Friday night Westminster station. Now, this man gets into the last car.
Car?
They're cars, not carriages. It's a legacy of the early American involvement in the tube system.
Looks any like trains.
Next stop, St. James's Park Station. And... thought you'd like it. He gets into the last car at Westminster, the only passenger. And the car is empty at St. James's Park Station. Explain that, Mr. Holmes.
Couldn't he have just jumped off?
There's a safety mechanism that prevents the doors from opening in transit. But there's something else. The driver of that train hasn't been to work since. According to his flatmate, he's on holiday. Came into some money.
Bought off. So the driver of the train was in on it, then the passenger did get off.
There's nowhere he could go. It's a straight run on the district line between the two stations. There's no side tunnels, no maintenance tunnels, nothing on any map. Nothing. The train never stops. The man vanishes. Good, isn't it?
I know that face.
Excuse you.